I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. Many readers and writers consider Joyce Carol Oates the first woman of American letters writing today. I've long admired her, but keeping up with her literary output proved a daunting task. I have about 100 books by her, yet I only have about half her novels. She averages about 5 books a year. Oates has gone through quite a few different styles in her writing. In addition to conventional novels and short stories, she has written gothic romances and historical fiction. As a child, her father took her to boxing matches, and she wrote a nonfiction book on the sweet science. She wrote several novels under the pseudonym Rosamund Smith, along with poetry, plays, and masses of essays. She won the National Book Award and several Pulitzer nominations. Since 1978, she has taught at Princeton University and is now a professor in the humanities with the program in creative writing. Despite all this, Wild Nights is something completely different. This collection of stories details the last days of Edgar Allan Poe, Emily Dickinson, Mark Twain, Henry James, and Ernest Hemingway. Poe is particularly interesting because of the way he died. He was found wandering around the streets of Baltimore in a delirious state. He dies a few days later, and Oates takes up his story that day with a journal. Poe finds himself on a strange island. Oates captures the style and voice of the writer she profiles. She begins the day Poe died, 7 October, 1849. Ah, waking, my soul filled with hope. On this, my first day in the fabled lighthouse at Viña del Mar, I'm thrilled to make my first entry into my diary as agreed upon with my patron, Dr. Bertram Shaw. As regularly as I can keep the diary, I will. That is my vow made to Dr. Shaw. As to myself, though there is no predicting what may happen to a man so entirely alone as I am, one must be clear-minded about this. I may become ill or worse. Dickinson, on the other hand, appears as E. Dickinson Replilux, which is a robot programmed to think, act, and even speak like Dickinson. Henry James appears much like the characters in his fiction, unable to communicate his true feelings. The most chilling story, however, belonged to Hemingway in his last days. Oates has recreated those days in Ketchum, Idaho. Twain's story tells the last years of collecting young girls under the age of 16 as his angelfish. Nothing untoward happens to any of the girls, but it does have a creepy feeling. Wild Nights by Joyce Carol Oates is an intriguing and absorbing look into the lives and final days of some of the great writers of American literature. 5 stars. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories. Read my book blog at rabbitreader.blogspot.com. If you have a question or a comment about this segment, please share your views with us. You'll find the Contact Us link on the homepage of kwbu.org.